part of enjoying life
yeah.
is to make the most out of everything that you do. You see lions out in the Serengeti when they stake out their territory, you know, with their scent. That's what I do. Anytime I start blowing farts, you know, 30 minutes later, I'll be dropping one in.
Did you just fart?
Did you just fart in your hand?
This was a real squirter. Drop my load. Just chill and take a dump.
He's the Oprah of shitting.
Absolutely. Kind of the Dr. Oz of the radio network.
You know the wipes people use to clean, like, their countertops? Industrial strength.
Always use the handicap stall.
It's hard to hold your cheeks together when you're walking downstairs.
The cheeks don't stay closed on the butt. The toilet seat covers work great. It did the job.
He gave me great advice on how to wipe.
If you wipe too hard, like I used to
get dingleberries. You need to wipe down.
Wipe down.
Mm-hmm. Wipe down.
Well, there you go, Jeans. That's the man, huh?
I really miss that guy.
Top dog.
Where has he been all my life?
He's been around.
I fucking love that man. I feel like Top Dog knows everything.
Top Dog knows a lot. He definitely likes to talk about what he knows, too. He knows what he knows.
And he knows he's the best.
I'm going to Tejas this week. San Antonio. You know what I'm saying?
LOL.
I'm at LOL. I'll be at LOL Comedy Club. Yes, that is the name. LOL. Laugh Out Loud Comedy Club in San Antonio. I will be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Please come and see me. Next week, I have another tremendously long week. I will be in Virginia Beach. Have you ever been to the Virginia Beach one?
No.
It's a really good club. It's
really good.
I think it's the funniest, the most fun, funny bone in their chain.
Funny bone.
Yeah, another ridiculous name. But
the bone.
I think it's the best one in the whole chain of funny bones, Virginia Beach. So I'm there 2nd through the 6th. 10th, 11th, and 12th, I'm at Skyline in Appleton, Wisconsin. Hey, my birthday show, we're going to do a podcast on my birthday in San Diego at the American Comedy Company, April 16th. It's my born day, my birthday. Come and see us. Let's hang out. I'm thinking of bringing treats.
What kind of treats?
Sweet treats for people that we can all have sweet treats together for my birthday.
You don't bring them. It's your Smurf day. Other people bring them.
No, but I thought it'd be fun to bring them.
All right.
It's just an idea. And then what else?
The 19th
in Pasadena, we're doing our podcast live at the Ice House again. I absolutely love that room, stage 2. And then after that, I'm going to Cleveland. The 24th through the 27th. So that's what's up. Jeans, what's going down with you?
Well, I'm here in LA for a month, which is fantastic.
How happy are you about that?
Working on stuff. Yes. And then I don't pick up until April 24th. I go to the Addison Improv in Addison, Texas. But I'm glad to be home for a month. And I'm excited to be here.
Yeah.
The dog and stuff, man.
It's great.
Guys, one thing, if you could help us out. If you do shop on Amazon.com, www.amazon.com, please go through our website, your mom's housepodcast.com, and click on the banner, make it your homepage. I know we've asked to do that in the past, but we have a brand new link that we're using with Amazon. And every time you shop, it kicks back a little bit of money to your mommies. And that way you don't have to buy stuff from us. But if you buy stuff from Amazon, and what I highly recommend doing, what Tom and I have started doing, is automating our lives. You can subscribe on Amazon to have stuff delivered, stuff that you normally go to the store to buy. For instance, paper towels. Do you want to buy them every damn week, or do you want them delivered to your front door at a discounted rate? Well, on Amazon, you can subscribe and get that shit mailed to you, son. You can get anything, food, detergent, toilet paper, which God knows we go through a roll a day at this house. We got our dishwasher soap.
I got
everything.
I felt like an old person learning about how email works when you told me about this.
It's bananas.
Like I was like, I didn't know that you could do that. I had no idea, and I always thought that was just like a service for like the super wealthy to have something delivered. So
well, and because you're buying at a bulk and you're subscribing, you get a discount. So
yeah.
They don't nail you on shipping, and it's probably the best thing you can do for your life, you guys. Who wants to spend money and time doing that shit?
Yeah, and it's you know, the Amazon banner, and it's the one that's up there now. If you've bookmarked one in the past, please check out what's up there at yourmomshousepodcast.com now. That's our personal banner that we put up. We got taken to the cleaners by somebody else, so it's our.
Yeah,
this one's ours, and it does help. And it's the easiest way to support our show, because all you're doing is going through our link to get what you were going to get anyways.
Yeah, yeah. Also, they sell electronics. Get your electronics through Amazon. It's so much easier, dude. I mean, I practically buy my entire life on Amazon.
I just got this through there.
What is that?
It's a device to record. I'm trying something new, a new way of recording calls. So this one... This little device I can plug into the phone, but what I need to get now is a new cable to go from that board into this.
And where are you going
to
get it?
Amazon through your mom's house podcast.com.
I just farted. You can buy anything on Amazon. It's probably the most wonderful. And now they're going to have those drones come and drop shit off, I heard.
Mm-hmm.
You can have shit delivered the same day. It's just the coolest.
Yeah.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Don't forget, that
was a good time.
If you go to yourmomshousepodcast.com, we also have the Jeans Unit shirt.
Jeans.
And we have the bike shirt. One thing, by the way. I've been getting a lot of questions. We have a lot of new listeners. We always forget that, like, some people didn't start listening at the beginning. They're listening in the last week or month or 2 months. I keep getting messages saying, like, what is the deal with bikes? People asking, well,
what's
it's one of our award-winning episodes from a while back. We profiled Scared Straight, and it's an exchange from the show that we showed where we were just obsessed with this guy who basically was running the program for Scared Straight that day. Here's a little clip from it. The audio is not the best because of the recording that somebody posted, but it'll give you an idea.
You got something to say to all of us, don't you?
Just right.
Apologize, motherfucker, for disrupting this motherfucking tour. Punk motherfucker.
So that's the guy that ran the program. And then he eventually got to our boy here.
Why you here? Steven, what the fuck you doing?
There you go.
There he is.
There it is.
There he goes. There he
Bikes.
Goes.
There.
Why you here?
There.
Stealing.
The fuck you took?
Bikes.
Stealing. Bikes.
That is the origin of Bikes. That man
and
right there.
Really, that episode dealt with why Tom loves black yelling.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about black people screaming at you that you enjoy? Whereas I don't enjoy it. It makes me regress back to junior high, getting into fights with large black girls.
Hmm.
But for you, it's like, it really makes you feel warm inside. Like,
I enjoy it very much.
Hug.
I very much like it. I very, 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 very much like it.
Bikes!
So yeah, that's that, man. You go to our sites, come see our shows, come see the live podcast. And we'll have, pretty soon we'll be putting up the Live from San Francisco show.
I'm sorry, where?
Live from San Francisco.
Thank you.
That was a good time.
Thank you. That was super fun.
That was, as they say, super fun.
That was a really good time. Yeah. It was good to meet all the mommies. We saw some familiar faces from last time, which was really cool. Brought the FIFA up with us.
The FIFA-nator, excuse me.
The FIFA lays down at night.
The FIFA lays down at night.
He's so cute. The FIFA's so fired up today. I don't know. He's got a real
He got up super
bunk.
Early.
Yeah.
I don't know Shit what was he's weird, doing. Man. I don't understand what's going on.
I think his tum-tum's bugging him because he's also not finishing his food today.
Yeah.
I think, and he was eating grass.
Yeah.
I think his little tummy's bothering him. Oh, and he shit when I came back today from my shrink, and it was blonde. It was like kind of hot, and he farted. I could hear the fart, and it was kind of yellow. So I think his tum-tum's no good.
It's bothering him.
He's eating. He licks the floor constantly.
Yeah, he's always eating off the floor.
Yeah, he's picking up scraps.
I've done that for a while, but not for like months and years straight like he does, you know? I've done
eating
it for
off
like,
the floor?
I've done it for like a weekend, but I've
I'm
never.
Sorry?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like sometimes I'll go on a bender, I'll booze it up, you know, take pills, and I'll just eat off the floor. And
oh yeah.
But you know, and I'll feel kind of sick, but he does it so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not good.
Poor Foofy.
Poor Foofy. We have a lot of fun stuff coming up right now. So let's start this episode. What do you say, Jeans?
Okay.
All right. I don't know what the fuck you said.
Damn, that girl, she got it. She got ass and titties. Ass and titties. Ass and titties on the street. Ass and titties at the beach. I love some ass and titties. Ass and titty. Baby girl got ass and titties.
This shit is big time.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand.
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura, and
Christina Pajitsin.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Whoa, play it, play those drums, Tom.
That's my kind of song. How did you know that would tickle me so much?
Oh, the homeless guy singing ass and titties, ass.
He's got a nice voice, and it's what he does. This is reminds me of one of the groups I was in when I was younger. Mm-hmm. The groups that I would sing in is you see what's out there and you just sing about that. Why complicate it? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why create?
You know what I'm
too
saying?
Many, you know what I'm saying, layers.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
No, I thought this was a cover of a real song. Wasn't there a song by like Two Live Crew called Ass and Titties?
Maybe. I don't think this is a cover of it. I think he's looking at Ass and Titties.
Oh, I thought this was a cover.
Damn, that girl, she got it. She got ass and titties. Ass and titties. Ass and titties on the street. Ass and titties at the beach. I love some ass and titties. Ass and titty, baby girl got ass and titties. Ass and titties. That body's so fine and that booty's so delicious. Them titties look good. I bet they are nutritious. She got ass.
Maybe it. I don't know the song. I don't know. So, but I like it.
I know. I think you know.
Ass and titty, baby girl got ass.
Are you thinking of face down, ass
yes.
up? That's the way we like. Doo-doo brown. Doo-doo brown.
Yeah, maybe, or the one, yeah, lick my ass up and down, look at their tongue turn, doo-doo brown.
All right. Or but the, this is a much more
No, I'm thinking of
pleasant.
Soap and water.
Soap and water.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is a nice song, don't you think?
So it's like, you know, it's like when a homeless man, they don't really heckle you when you walk by as a woman, but if
Do you think he's homeless?
Saying that to me, I would be like, thank you, sir, that's a nice
He doesn't look homeless to me, though.
Yeah.
What part makes you think he's homeless?
All of it, babe.
I'm looking at him.
He's a little scraggly.
Yeah.
Babe, he's clearly not.
He's clearly, I don't think he's homeless.
Compared to Jeff Tate.
Jeff Tate?
You think he's the black Jeff Tate.
Holy shit.
and titties, ass and titties. I'm imp, the skimp, the money making pimp. Ain't a damn thing changed but my motherfucking limp, and I love ass and titties, ass and titties.
Very nicely done, whoever he is.
That was sent in by a listener, so thank you guys for sending that, and thank you for all your stuff.
Somebody commented underneath it, this song is old as fuck. Simply Google DJ Assault Ass and Titties.
There you go. It is a cover. I know it sounded familiar.
All right.
I thought to myself, this sounds familiar.
Let's see.
Sounds like a classic song.
Let's see what comes up. Wow.
Like a classic.
Okay.
Ass titties.
I like the so-called homeless man's version way more already.
Why do you doubt his homelessness?
He doesn't strike me as homeless.
What do you need? I mean, the guy, he looks like he popped out.
He has a well-groomed facial hair. He had on nice gloves. He had a ring when he took off his gloves, a nice diamond ring on his finger. He just didn't strike me as homeless.
I saw him homeless. Big booty bitches, that's where it gets. Come on,
homeless, come to the easy rest. When I ass, that guy's street version is a million times better than this.
Yeah, this is like the Devo version of
this
it.
This is horrible.
It's like Kraftwerk.
And the homeless guy's voice is
way
nicer.
I love that we're debating. He's clearly homeless, babe.
Okay.
Well, how many well-to-do career people are singing ass and titties on
the
street?
A number might, you know, do you...
Who, babe? Would your dad be singing this?
If he knew the words, I'm not going to say that he wouldn't do it. You know what I mean?
Stoops.
There's a possibility. I mean, look, let's just say you've been wrong about a bunch of things before.
Retarded.
Oh, how dare you?
All right.
How dare you?
Ass and titties, that's what's up.
Ass and titties. Ass and titty, titty, boop.
Speaking of crazy screaming, we have so much to cover. Should we get into our call first? Should I play you a crazy clip first? What do you want to hear? Or the clip that you gave me that I haven't even checked out for the blind.
Oh my fuck.
This looks amazing.
It's kind of the most amazing thing I've ever heard. This was also listener submission.
Listener submission, porn for the blind. And you know that we are not against playing that on your mom's house. So what this is a service where they describe movie clips of pornography for blind people.
Right.
That seems like a nice enough thing to do.
Right, which I'm kind of a little confused.
Mm-hmm.
How did the blind get to the page and click on what? I guess you have to have a friend do it with you. And then your friend goes, what do you want to hear about?
Oh.
Internal orgasms?
Well, I'm sure they have keyboards for the blind.
Right.
So they can go to that page themselves.
But then they get this email. I guess maybe they go to the URL and then I'm just so confused.
No idea. Listen to it, because you can listen to a lot of, you know, you can listen to whatever you want to listen to, and listening has its benefits, you know? We know what's going on there.
You can tell by that, yeah.
You know what's
going on. But in porn for the blind, that's not what you hear.
No, it's much different.
Did you hear
that? I heard that. You farted on our show again.
No, what you hear is like people describing what they're seeing.
Oh my gosh. Oh man.
And some people are better describers than others.
Let's give them a shot. Let's give them a listen.
Porn for the Blind presents Cum Overload. This is a 53 second preview clip located at http://.
He listens to the show.
Yeah, this guy stole our joke.
This is our show, does the full URL.
www.yourmomshousepodcast.com/preview/2.htm. The site is a bright yellow background. The clip itself is surrounded in a green background. At the top corner,
yeah,
there is a woman partaking in vaginal sex. In the upper left corner, there's a woman partaking in oral sex. The title, Cum Overload, is above several clips of women performing various sexual acts.
His description's horrible.
Okay, we're going to start the clip now.
Okay,
it says presented by iDream Network.
Okay.
There's a woman who is sort of vaguely trying to cover up her vagina. She's looking into the camera. And now there's a point of view shot down from a man receiving oral sex from the woman. She is licking the shaft of the penis. she's also giving a partial hand job.
It's like a court description, you know what
like
I mean?
Like a deposition or something, yeah.
I mean, aren't you trying to entice these blind people?
Yeah,
though?
I mean, if you're going to record
mostly
porn for the blind, why not go ahead and make it tasty?
Yeah.
Put a little stank on it.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, let's see.
Don't just report the news.
If any of these are better.
There's one by a woman's voice. And she does a really great job. You're like, yeah.
For the blind, presents moms.cock.com. This is a 59-second preview clip located at http://monstercock.com. Okay, the web page of the preview of three big black cocks being put into each woman's vagina. And it looks like the train don't fit the tunnel. Train too big to go into tunnel. They crazy. Okay, now we're starting the clip. Okay, it says monstercock.com presents Brain Brook. I don't know why. The film show blonde woman touch dark man big cock. She don't know what trouble she getting in.
This is ridiculous. That's definitely fake.
That's fake, yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely fake. I'm trying to find this woman you're talking
about. We should also point out that Porn for the Blind is a nonprofit organization in Massachusetts.
Dedicated to producing audio descriptions of sample movie clips from adult websites.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Now, her clip is halfway through. I want to say it has the word bad, or I've clicked on it, so it should be a different color.
Bang? Is it bang, maybe?
Yeah.
All right. We walk in, and there's a man sitting on the bed masturbating. And then his, I don't fucking know, there's some girl at the door. And the door is, like, half shut. So she starts playing with her tits and shit, and she's like, and the guy's like, what the fuck is that? He actually laughed like that, too. He went, because he's a fag. So he goes, what the fuck is that? I don't know how he laughed anymore. He goes, what the fuck is that? And the girl's like, oh, no, I've been found out. And she pulls her shirt on. What? She closes the buttons on her shirt, and she can't pull her pants up all the way because she's not wearing them. So he opens the door, and she's not wearing pants. And it's like, I don't even know anymore. But,
is this kid 12?
She's what not the fuck? Naked and shit.
And the breathing into the fucking, like, this is horrible.
This kid needs technical help.
What's this?
Okay, so the site I'm going to be presenting today is a site that's located at http://www.turkeyfuck.com. And when I go to the page, the very first thing I see is a image, and the title of it says Turkey Fucking. And in the picture, I can see a man that appears to be middle-aged with a Def Leppard t-shirt.
And important detail.
He has on no pants, and his legs and balls are very hairy. He appears to be petting a turkey. As I look down and scroll throughout the page, I can see various middle-aged males engaging in sexual activities with turkeys, such as touching their genitals that appear to be obscured by the feathers.
What?
One man
fuck?
Is rubbing his hard cock against the turkey's beak.
Oh, where do you find this porn?
But I gotta give him credit. He did a good job describing
it. Yeah, this guy so far is the best describer.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm gonna do this for them, I have to pick a...
Can we both do it together?
Of course, yeah.
What do you want? I would like to do, like, the Jules clip of being like, oh my God, she's two in her, she's three in her.
You have to follow the parameters they set, which is you go to a site and you describe one of the sample clips. So you can find one of Jules and just describe her sample clip, but not necessarily that clip.
What clip are we thinking of? The tantric sex guy? Maybe the old man?
Here's one that might be good. Let's see what this one is.
Okay, so this chick, she's in my room, right? And we're getting all handsy and stuff. And I could have sworn that she'd be tight, you know? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how you just have this hunch?
What?
Well, I take her pants off her, right? She had this huge-ass cock. Like, huge.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know what it was.
That doesn't sound like a description of a video.
That sounds like erotica.
We walk in, and there's, like, this chick, right? And she's in the room. And then, like, she's there. And then this dude walks in, and he's like, hi. And she's like, why are you in my house? And then they get it on because the nigger rapes her.
Oh.
Whoa. Holy shit.
What the fuck is wrong with people? That's really crazy.
Yeah.
Who said, like, who just, that kid, that was a kid.
That sounded like a kid,
like a 12-year-old boy. Man. Oh, negative.
Man.
They need a blue band.
This is a one-minute clip preview clip located at www.bangbrosnetwork.com/T1/REVS.
Man, they're really into doing that.
BB404.
I guess so that the blind person can really find it.
We should find our clip and get on this.
Yeah.
MS6070.
We should have your sister record it.
Clip. It's a sexual content warning.
Yeah. Such
a
good idea. And be like, oh my God, this cock is so big.
It has a man standing there. He's a naked man throwing a frisbee to a naked woman who is now opening an oven. Her breasts are right in the camera, and a horny neighbor is at the door. He appears to be Mexican. Both the naked family is greeting him and making him food. The woman just touched his foot with her naked foot, and now they're on a table, and she is being anally intercoursed by the young boy. There's close-ups of it. Her breasts are jiggling. And she's moaning very loudly.
I like that he's
she's
playing it in the background. Sex.
And now the happy family is back to black and white, waving goodbye because they had a very fun time.
That's so great. Why is everybody racist on Porn for the Blind?
Yeah, we're not going to do it that way.
Why is it like, then that person's
porn
Mexican.
Porn for the Blind presents College Fuck Fest. This is a one-minute preview clip located at collegefuckfest.com/tour.html.
Uh-huh.
And, okay. Hey, Chica, that's your girl, Unique.
This is somebody fucking around again. Why aren't people taking this more seriously? This is a real service.
This is a service for blind people, for fuck's sake.
This is very, very upsetting that people
I don't
make
like
a
that.
Joke about this.
Yeah, there's some guys out there that need to hear, women out there need to hear it.
Yeah.
It's a
there's
service.
A lot of them. We're not even getting through this.
Really?
I wish we knew. Yeah, there's so many.
We don't have to limit it to today's episode.
No, of course not. Well, why don't we revisit this later? This is fantastic.
Yeah, what a find. Thanks for sending that in, listener.
Yeah, that was really great. So much to cover.
Can I just interject one moment? I have a very important dental/brown talk update.
You made reference to this earlier that we would do a dental/brown. I don't know how to prepare our audience for that.
I like that. It's a mashup, if you will. That's what the kids are doing.
What is your dental brown update?
So, as we all know, I've had my real teeth ground down. They're nubbins, and then I have these horrific, like, fake, whatever, temporary veneers.
Yeah.
So the problem with the temp veneers is that they can pop off very easily. Like today, I bit into a mango, and I could feel it lift just from a mango. So it's really, really tender, and my bite doesn't line up properly because they're so bulky.
Scary jeans.
It sucks. It just sucks. And April 3rd, I get my new teeth. But until then, here's the problem, is that I can't eat anything crunchy. I can't eat nuts and things like that. So I've basically been eating soft, unhealthy foods like malto meal, mashed potatoes, just shit food.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what's happened?
Oh, you've been going to Brown Town a lot.
No, opposite day. I've been...
Oh, because you've been eating these shitty foods.
Shitty foods, no veggies.
No browns.
Minimal brown. And today, this is horrific, I drank my coffee, I went to the bathroom, and I made number one.
Wow.
It was piecey and hard, yes. And I swore to myself, first of all,
You dropped an Ari Schaefer.
I dropped an Ari Schaefer. It hurt. And I said to myself, self... All these people calling in, writing in about how their browns are number ones. You guys are not eating your vegetables. Let me tell you something. I came home and I made a batch of poop soup and I made some eggplant and I'm farting up a storm and I'm going to shit tomorrow, right?
Wow.
And I don't care if my fucking teeth fall out. I need to have vegetables. That's the only way I can brown.
That's a neat story.
You're welcome. So for all of you who have trouble with your brown, I guarantee it has to do with your diet. Please eat your vegetables. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm.
I'm running for Congress.
That was something else. I had the opposite of your experience today. I was at the at the production office.
Yeah.
Going over those scripts with them.
Yeah.
And I hadn't eaten.
Huh.
Started to get really hungry. They have a great like kitchen, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And I had some almonds.
Oh, I like
that. Then they had fresh fruit out. I ate that.
Mm.
But then I had a piece of chocolate. Mm. Then I had a cookie. Mm. Like all these mishmash things on an empty stomach. I was with my friend Rami and I was like, oh my God, I go to the bathroom right now. And he was like, come on. I go, I swear, man. It's like that hit you? What, like we just ate like regular little stuff. Something about it.
Huh.
It was horrific.
What number are we talking?
All right, Rami, this is for you.
Babe.
Jesus Christ.
Babe.
Yeah.
You didn't record that.
I did.
Today.
Should I? Oh, we cut it out of the show. It's pretty bad, huh?
No. I mean, can I hear it again?
You want to hear it again?
I mean, it's not, the funny part is that I hear this every day.
You don't hear this every day.
Through the door, but it's usually gassier. Let's play it again.
It was bad.
All right, Rami, this is for you.
Yeah, that's what I hear every day.
That was bad.
Jesus Christ.
When you looked in the bowl, please tell me you looked in the bowl.
No. Did not. Not at all. Not
Why
at
aren't
all.
You looking?
As soon as that came out, I hit flush.
Why aren't you looking? You got to look.
I already know what it is. It's a mess. It's bad.
But you got to see if there's blood.
There's always blood. I don't know why you asked me about this. Every time, babe, I go to the bathroom, one or two, blood comes out of either end.
First of all, this is your normal sound for your bowel movements. This is what I hear through the door.
No, it's not.
And it's so horrific.
No, it's not.
This is, something's wrong with you. Oh, did you notice when we had Snooshy the other day?
No brown, no explosion. And I had been having horrendous diarrhea from there. And it's because we didn't order that one roll that's fried. I think that was it.
Remember, you blew up the toilet at the sushi place last time.
In your toilet. Yeah. not this time.
Not this time, but you got up to pee and our waitress looked nervous.
She was like, she was like, oh, fuck, he's going to do it again?
Oh, fuck. He's going to blow up the toilet.
She was not. She was like, ah, sir. She wanted to go put a sign on the door right away that said, like, toilet, no work.
A toilet, no work, you toilet.
Toilet doesn't work.
A succulent Chinese meal.
How does she? No, she's got like, okay. That's what she would go.
Yeah, she's like, okay. It goes high.
Yeah. Okay, and I'm an Abby. Okay, and caterpillar roll. Okay,
and then she looks at it and she goes, that's a lot of food.
Yeah, that's too much of food. And we go, fuck you, bitch.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Speaking of diarrhea, thank you everybody who has checked out my special on Netflix.
Speaking of diarrhea.
I talk about it there. I also want to thank you guys. I owe you a humongous, and this is a very sincere thank you, for getting the album Completely Normal. You bought it in abundance. I was number one for almost an entire week.
Wow. That is huge, Gene.
So I really, really sincerely thank you. Thank you for Netflix watches and for starring it. You wrote such insane reviews that they thought we got spam.
Oh, you're kidding.
Because the reviews are like, I just watched this special. Well, after I got riding my bike, my jeans are so tight. And they're like, yeah, I don't know what this is all about, so but funny. It says something about jeans and bikes. And I was like, oh, that's good, man.
That's our it. Listeners.
Yeah. So that was fun explaining that. But thank you. A genuine thank you for watching it and for getting the album. Appreciate it.
We have the best audience. Yeah,
you guys are awesome. Down.
We do.
And speaking of more awesome, let's keep the funny going.
They raise an awful lot of money with fraternities and sororities at colleges and dances, and they've been wonderful. Well, the young man that came to tell us how much he had earned for this year for our telethon was such a cute kid. I didn't have the nerve not to let the mischief and the silliness in me come out.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's always out, Jerry. Jerry Lewis, whom I, you know, only know as a massive celebrity, but somebody before our time. Apparently, he did a get together. He does these, not a get together, but they're like spend an evening with type of event, right?
Yeah, which is odd for, hold on.
Jesus Christ.
Which is odd for a celebrity of his level to, oh my God, that smells. I mean, I don't know. I'm stewing in
what
my
is
own.
Wrong with you, man?
Oh my God. Do you smell it?
I'm going
God,
to.
I'm gonna die. Here's what I did. My mouth is open. Oh my God. Because I ate mango, eggplant.
Can you imagine what Megan's going to think when she hears this episode that we have her on? Who doesn't know us at all?
This smells like garbage.
Jesus. We played me going to shit and you farting live. This is officially way over the line.
I know. This poor Megan's going to be like, I thought this was classic.
Yeah, maybe I don't want to meet you guys. sorry. So we were just, you know, I was going through my Twitter feed and I follow Vice. They have a great show on HBO. We used to get the magazine, and when we lived in Silver Lake, we were little hip kids.
Vice was cool before cool was cool. You know what I'm saying? Like those fuckers were like talking about doing coke and stuff when it was before it was cool.
And now
they were really neat.
We were reading this article about Jerry Lewis doing his an evening with. Jerry Lewis,
oh my God.
Very famous comedian and actor. And we read the article and then we reached out to the writer and we got to talk to her today about what it was like to spend an evening with Jerry Lewis. And
Jerry Lewis, from what I recall as a child, I mean, they would play his crappy movies on Channel 5 and it would be like him in wacky glasses with his eyes crossed, and like he would have like big fake front teeth, like what I have right now is a joke. Like he would be like, oh, burr, burr, burr. Like it was about him being retarded is what I remember.
Yeah, he did retarded stuff a lot. I mean, I don't know, is this not supposed to sound retarded?
Yeah, I think that's about right. Yeah. I remember it like that. Yeah,
sounds retarded.
I can't tell you a single film. But I know that he is so famous. And then he did those telethons every fucking year. And that's what people know him from, right? Even my dad doesn't really give a fuck about Jerry Lewis. And that's kind of his lane. Like
he's one of those guys that, like, I got to say, I like, it's more fun and endearing to get it, like, to talk about a guy from, you know, from the past who is a little sweeter and, like, I don't know. Like you want these old guys either be funny or be kind. But if you're like
both, you can be both.
Right. I'm saying or be in that realm. But like when they're, it's like they get bitter about the fact that they're not considered who they used to be. You know what I mean? Like they're not the current star. So they get like,
oh,
shitty.
Is that right?
That's that's my sense of him.
I guess, you
is
know,
that people are like, who? And he's like, you fucking have no idea.
I think actually that fame amplifies whatever you already are. So if you're a piece of shit, guess what? Now you're a piece of shit that's in the spotlight and has a lot more money than you did before.
Yeah. Either way, I've never been a fan, to be honest, of his. And so when I read this article, it really made me laugh. And then we reached out. So here's our call from just a little while ago. All right, so joining us right now on the line is Megan Keister. She's a comedian, she's a writer, and we had the joy of just stumbling across her article on Vice about seeing, I guess, an evening with Jerry Lewis. Did you seek this out, Megan, or was this just something that, like, how did it come to be that you were there?
I found out that he was performing, and they were very vague with the description of what the performance would be, so I was instantly entranced. I simply had to be there for the eve. I felt, well, there was a 2 p.m. and an 8 p.m. show. I felt like the 2 p.m. was probably...
Wow.
That's
evening.
So that's
before,
what...
you know, he locked his energy.
And what was the advertisement? Like, how was the evening described to you in the reading materials?
Let's see. The brochure said that he was the true king of comedy, Hollywood's true king of comedy, I believe is how it was described.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And also, I mean, this is also something he mentioned in the show. Apparently Newsweek at some point describes him as one of the most recognized celebrities in the world, although I tried to find the Newsweek in question when decades back and could not find it. So if you could find that, that would be great. I don't know.
We'll put our research... Our research team will get on it right away.
Did you look in the microfiche in the library?
You know, I'm not a journalist. I should have done that.
The article is really, really funny. Just your writing style, which is odd because you are abroad, and we all know, right, as Jerry would say, that broads aren't funny.
Yeah,
but
he said his mentor was his fat aunt. Some name I don't remember. So, I mean, if his mentor was his fat aunt, I'm pretty sure aunts are women, right?
Usually.
Yeah. I was very confused by that.
But maybe it was a Nutty Professor Madea type thing where man dressed as a woman.
We can only hope, yeah.
So now you describe the demographic as like super geriatric, old. Was there anybody under the age of like 70 there besides you?
Yeah, I mean, there was more than one child there, so there were too many children there, basically. Little brother children, yeah.
What really grabbed my attention, I think it was on my Twitter feed. I mean, I follow Vice, and the headline just made me, like, it grabbed me because it said, Jerry Lewis is still alive, and in parentheses, and still a piece of shit.
that was not my choice, you know. You gotta be a little clickbaity in the modern world of journalism.
Well,
but I mean, you know, it got you guys clicking on it, right?
It definitely
so
did.
Great.
And you know, you brought to it's something that like it's a very detailed sort of point about how people can do comedy. And one of those things that you describe really well is that he had all these people who were just gushing and throwing praise at him, and his way of dealing with them at the show you were at was just to be like almost cruel to them, where at least to the reader, I mean, I get like as a comic, and I've seen comics that you can do mean in a way that's endearing. It's like it's everybody knows you're joking kind of way, but it's like a fine line. But it sounds like from the article that he was actually just an asshole to all his fans.
Right. No, it was not Rickles-esque in its meanness. It was just downright I mean, people approaching him in tears and him just mock starting to snore, putting an entire glass in his mouth while a woman has tears in her eyes to give a cheap laugh. It was amazing to witness. I mean, frankly,
I don't know if my laughter is just an endorsement of how genius that is, because it just sounds so awful that it's funny.
But what do you, I mean, my thought on reading that is that most comedians, when they get to be that age and status, like Phyllis Diller, for instance, when she was nearing the end of her life, really went out of her way to preserve her legacy and, you know, released a documentary about herself and wrote books and was very loving towards her audience. What do you think's going on with Jerry that he does the opposite?
I think he doesn't care. And you know me, I don't know if he cares about anything anymore other than sitting down. All he wants to do is just sit down. He wants to sit down and yell at someone for not playing a clip fast enough.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which I mean, that's also something he's been doing since the 70s. I guess he stood more in the 70s, but
he's
been sitting down and yelling at people for a long time.
Well, he is extremely bloated. Is that still happening?
No, he's slimmed down a little bit.
Okay.
I'll give him props for that.
Okay.
That's good.
They're not going to cut his foot off anytime soon, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the funny thing is, like, this is the case, I feel like, for celebrities and even for, like, just different forms of entertainment, television shows, actors, where if you're alive for a certain era, you, like, certain talent resonates with you, certain shows do. And I feel like Jerry Lewis is one of those guys that, like, pretty much for our generation, he's a guy definitely from the past. And all we know about him is what people are like, oh, you don't understand. Like, he was the biggest comedy star. He's the fun. Like, we know how much the older generation loves him. But I feel like for the last 25 years, everything we ever hear about him is what a fucking asshole he is. Like nobody, nobody says anything good about him.
No, I mean, in fairness, you know, apparently, you know, by his own testimony, he earned, was it $2.6 billion for the NBA with the telethon, which is pretty impressive. Which obviously, I want to know, like, why haven't we nipped this in the bud, thrown $2 billion at anything to probably cure it?
Well,
but so, the fact that he's, you know, done that, I think, basically makes him infallible, right?
Isn't
a nice guy. He raised all that money for them sick kids.
And doesn't that feel slightly calculated now in retrospect? Like, oh, he was doing that so that people wouldn't get let on to the fact that he is a true piece of human shit.
It could be. You know, I don't know the man personally. Wish I did, but pretty sure he doesn't want to know me.
It's kind of the...
I wish you knew him, too.
It's kind of the Lance Armstrong tactic where everybody's he is a horrendous human being, but he raised all this money for cancer research.
It's like it's like the not a bait and switch, but like look over here, like a smoke tactic. Yeah. Well, I don't know what they call that in the military, but
yeah, exactly.
It's like a diversion.
Yeah, it does seem to be that. And
yeah.
I'm still like, I mean, you know, personally, I'm looking for the redeeming quality. He's very pompous.
People were crying. He brought joy to lives.
Yeah.
I guess maybe by virtue of the fact that he's brought joy to so many people's lives, he can do whatever the fuck he wants. I guess maybe that's the idea.
And then you also pointed out that he sort of absolved himself of all the insults by just a quick, like, you guys understand, sometimes you need to be crass with people. All right, good night.
That was essentially one of the last things he said. So I feel like he probably had to say that.
Right.
I guess. Well, he didn't necessarily have to, but, you know.
Well, there was a different type of, there were new tears flowing in the audience after his show, so.
How much did he charge? I mean, how much does it cost to sit with Jerry Lewis for the 2 o'clock show?
I think tickets ranged from $40 to $85.
Wow. You got to be shitting me.
That's...
Wow. And he wouldn't sign anything too, which is amazing.
No, I mean, people would approach. There's a pretty uncomfortable moment where someone approached him with a VHS tape, not in a box, mind you, just a VHS tape, and he refused to leave, and Jerry just sticks some geriatric usher on him to lead him away, muttering to himself.
And the VHS meant a lot to that guy, for sure. He was like, I've had this.
I mean, the guy's been sitting on it since, you know, VHSs were a thing, right?
Right. Yeah. He was really, like, this was like his sake of this special. He was like, this is going to tie it all together for me. I'm going to have him sign the VHS I've been watching for 35 years.
Yeah, the thing, it wasn't like it was, like he was going to put it on eBay or anything.
Right.
You know, clearly, it's just because he loved the man so much.
Unreal.
Wow. What do you think, what's the aversion to him signing things? Why was he so opposed to that?
He didn't want, I feel... in my heart of hearts, that he did not want to get up. He refused to get, you know, just sitting in a director's chair.
Right. Oh, that
he
was
did
the
not
best.
Get up and from the director's chair.
I love how you described his director's chair with like the name sewn into the back. Like it's so egotistical. Mm-hmm. It's just so show business.
He brought it from home. He brought his own director's chair from home.
He's such an asshole. And I also, I was thinking about it. I didn't look it up, but I remember like he had, you know, made a lot of news with like women aren't funny thing. And then a few years after that, like he had a kind of a chance to redeem himself. I feel like he was at another big thing where they were like, hey, what did you mean by that? And he was like, oh, I meant that they're not fucking funny. Like he doesn't give a shit.
I remember, he said that at a press junket at Cannes, I think, like maybe last year or something.
Wow.
And I remember seeing a photo of him from the junket, and he was wearing slippers. He's wearing slippers in public. Why do we care what this man wearing slippers in public has to say about anything, really?
I don't know, but...
The gender fell out wearing slippers. Who gives a fuck? You know?
If it means we'll get more articles like this, I hope he Please. Doesn't die. I don't want him to die.
Yeah, Megan, I hope.
I mean, I don't know how he can't die. You know, he's 88 years old.
Yeah,
like, he should, by all accounts, be. I'm sure pretty much everyone he's ever known or loved is dead at this point, and yet he remains.
Well, I hope you
it's
cover.
Pretty amazing, really.
I hope you cover everything about his life. I really hope you keep. I mean, will you be keeping abreast of his activities? I should ask you as a question.
Say what?
Will you be keeping abreast of his activities from now on? Like, will you be covering him?
As much as possible.
Okay.
I mean, I would be watching the telethon every year if it were still on.
Yeah, well, the article, we highly encourage everybody to check it out. It was really funny. Megan Keister, writer, comedian, thank you for joining us. And anybody can follow Megan on Twitter at Born Feral, BornFeral. Thank you so much, Megan.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Megan. You're awesome.
I cut you off. So thanks, Megan.
Thanks, Megan Keister.
Megan Keister for that wonderful insight.
I really like her. I really liked her attitude. So funny.
Yeah, she was great. What is up with that fucking guy, though, man?
I don't know, bro. I remember those stupid fucking telethons. Remember that? It would go forever, too. It was like all day. It would ruin TV as a kid because that's before we had cable. And they're, you know, Channel 5 or whatever, this asshole would take it over all fucking day long.
Yeah.
And you had to watch him, you know, prancing out these poor children, these crippled kids. And you're like, what are you doing? Why? I'm sure there's an easier way. Isn't there an easier way? Like, can't you write
the check? Watch what I did to him. Oh, Jesus.
Representing the high school divisions. Chapter for MDA, the highest fundraising chapter for the fourth year in a row. You got that?
Yes.
Fourth year in a row from Ridgefield High School, Ridgefield, Connecticut, Mr. Jeff Albanese.
Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Jerry, these are DECA members. Come on.
Jerry's just mocking him with a face going to his, and then the audience is dying. He's going, oh, just making faces, and then the audience is dying.
It's so crazy.
Yeah,
I don't know. And those telethons, like I said, would just go and go and go.
They just don't stop.
And you're like, why are you doing? Can you just ask other people in show business to write checks? Why are you leeching the public? I feel like if he's so fucking famous, then you got other famous friends.
Mm-hmm.
You just ask your buddies, hey, give me $100,000. Hey, give me money. Come on. It's a tax write-off.
You should.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Mr. Showbiz.
Twice? No. We have 1 minute to station break. When we break the station, Ed, how many times? I think seven.
Seven times.
Seven?
Seven times he was married, yes.
What? One a day?
Oh.
He quit on, what happens if he goes for the month? My God. Well, and nine children. Whew. That's terrific.
Well, you didn't do too badly.
Who?
You.
Well, what the hell do I know? I was only tonight, whatever. I was a young kid. I knocked them all off at once and I didn't have no trouble. We will be back.
What?
And when we come back, ladies.
That's him and Ed McMahon.
Oh, that's right.
Needless
that's
to
right.
say, we will have a sensational show, which you will hear about.
It was
from Mr.
sensational.
Ed McMahon, and we are breaking the station for the first time. When we break the station on the Love Network, it gives them opportunity to identify themselves and to let the local level know what's happening on the local level. Because the people on our Love Network do a fantastic job raising dollars on the local level.
You see what I'm saying? How fucking boring
Jesus
this is?
Christ.
And here's the thing is that it would eat up all this airtime, and here I am as a kid dying to watch a fucking cartoon. And the most interesting part of the Jerry Lewis telethon, by the way, were the people behind him answering the telephones. I was like, oh, put the microphone on the
people.
On
them, yeah, yeah.
Because I'd much rather hear what they're talking about than watching you stammer with Ed McMahon. You know, and it doesn't sound like he's too great on the fly. So, I mean, and they would bring in, like, it's the Taft High School marching band. We're going to watch them play it. And you're like, what? Who wants to fucking watch this?
You don't.
This is terrible.
I bet you he would be very upset if he heard you say that he's not good on the fly.
That's good.
That I bet he would have words with you.
Would he?
I think so.
I don't
so.
Think he would even look at me because I'm a lady. He doesn't even... I don't even think I exist in his world.
That's true. Hey, you're just some dumb broad.
I'm like a colored person to him, right? To these old racist, colored. Sexist.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's racist too. It usually goes hand in hand.
You think so?
You know what? I got to say, and I was upset when he said all that stuff about women. But listen, he's old as shit. What is he? 1,000 years old?
88.
Yeah. So a guy, his generation, it's kind of like, yeah, I get that. You don't like women. Most people your age don't. Like, you come from a shitty era. It's not my problem. You suck.
Yeah, well, you were born in the shitty part of time.
Yeah, like, you came from an unenlightened time, and I expect nothing less from you. Like, all right, I'm going to get all fired up about him, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
This is his fucking problem. I make my living as a comedian. He can suck my tits.
Suck both of them.
Yeah, suck on these tits, you fucking fat fuck.
You know what I'm saying?
We have a submission for you know what I'm saying.
Oh,
see who can if this guy could eclipse the record in the. Of course, you could say as many you know what I'm sayings as you want, but we're talking about for a clip that exists, an existing clip.
You know what I'm saying
has to hit it in the allotted time that it plays.
Yeah.
So let's see. I don't know how long this guy's going to talk for. This is a long clip, so let's see what he says.
TV.TV, you know what I'm saying? Real quick, man, I just wanted to do this blog to update everybody with, you know what I'm saying, the whole Summer Madness 3, you know what I'm saying, situation, you know what I mean? I'm pretty sure everybody know about the situation with Math Offense.
Do you know what I mean? Count as, you know what I'm saying? Because they're kind of different.
Yeah, I count, because of Judge Mathis, I counted it as
the You
same.
Count them as the same.
Right now, I don't know what you're saying.
Okay. All right.
Davis Jones. So I just want to talk and just let the people know how I feel about the situation. You know what I'm saying? Before I start, I just want all the fans to know that, you know, we don't condone that type of behavior here.
You know does not count, though.
No, it's
he
got,
said you know.
It's got to be a whole phrase.
Yeah.
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 At the URL, we don't support it. No way, shape, or form. And, you know what I'm saying, at this point.
That was a real one.
Forward, you know what I'm saying? As it stands right now, Math is definitely banned from the URL, and you know what I'm saying, won't be able to participate in, you know what I'm saying, none of the URL events just due to, you know what I'm saying, the situation that happened and the liability that it may bring to, you know what I'm saying,
whoa.
Our business, you know.
Whoa, it's getting up there. It's getting up there.
I mean, it's unfortunate because, you know what I'm saying, that's my brother at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? I don't hate Math.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? I just hate
Damn.
What he did. You
he
know?
Just tied it. He just tied it.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
You know, you know, we gotta, like, you know what I'm saying, definitely.
Oh, my
you know,
God.
Oh, my
hold
God.
Hold our emotions when, you know what I'm saying, we perform.
Oh, my
you
God.
You know what I'm saying? This is a league.
God.
This is an art form. And, you know what I'm saying, when you're a battle rapper, you're supposed to be professional. Like, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I know things can get, you know, kind of, you know, real frustrating at times when you're up there. But that's part of the sport. And if you can't handle, you know, a punchline or, you know, a character of... opponent that you're battling, then you really don't need to be battling on, you know what I mean, the URL,
you know,
or anywhere,
mean?
Or anybody's stage, because
that was in less than 2 minutes.
Really good work.
It goes on for another 12 and a half minutes. You realize how long this is? Let's just do this, because this is so long. We're obviously not going to play this whole clip. Why don't I just jump to any other moment and see if we can continue to add, you know what I'm saying?
And that's just how I feel. Like, a lot of y'all, I think that y'all don't really know what this URL platform is for. You know what I'm saying? When we built this platform, we built this platform for MCs, for up-and-coming MCs, to basically showcase their talent, to link up with, you know what I'm saying, other MCs.
Wow.
And
wow, he's definitely dropping.
Pray, I just felt hurt. So, you know, I ain't really get a chance to speak to him. I mean, we cleared the air a little bit, but he spoke to Bees and Chico, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't really get the chance to speak to him yet. You know what I'm saying? We definitely going to have a conversation. Wow. And get a chance to speak to somebody
on
like, what's going on. He's outside the venue running around talking about him and his niggas got guns in the trunk and he could shoot this shit up and somebody could die.
If I don't get the rest of my money,
Oh, God in heaven, I'm going to clap this shit up right now if I don't get my money. Watch this.
Wow, shit got really real.
It was really nice. Thanks for that.
Yeah, thanks for that submission. I guess that's, I don't know if that's SM3 or Hitman. I don't know who that is, but.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? That's a new record.
You know what I'm saying?
And just to be clear, I know that a lot of you have sent in J-Rock from Trailer Park Boys.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A lot. I mean, hundreds of
hundreds,
you.
And we're well aware of J-Rock. Listen, we've loved the Trailer Park Boys for years. But what we're looking for is real.
Authentic.
Yeah.
Genuine.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
From the streets. From television.
Real
from,
shit.
Yeah. Not character, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That tripped me out because, you know what I'm saying, pimps was getting at them hoes, you know what I'm saying, you know, stomping down on them hoes. And I'm like, well, hold on, man. I don't understand this part of the game, man. This shit's supposed to be about choice, you know. So my mentor, you know what I'm saying, he set me back and he said, hold on, pimping, man. Let me tell you something, man, you know. When you cross country pimping, man, you know what I'm saying, you know, you pimping at a hoe, you know what I'm saying, 24-7, you know what I'm saying.
I gotta tell you, that's a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Right now, I don't know what you're saying.
That might be my favorite, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Judge Mathis.
Yeah, so definitely keep trying to, you know what I'm saying, send us more, you know what I'm saying, and see if we can break the record. I mean, this one right now, we're up to 21 in under 2 minutes. That's,
you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? That's pretty high.
You know what I'm saying? I would be... I want to listen to the entire 12 minutes. And here's what we're going to do.
Oof.
I'm going to listen to 12 minutes.
That's
count.
A lot.
It's a lot. And maybe you can guess the number versus the
wow.
actual.
Wow. I like that
play
game.
Play a game.
Should we record every, you know what I'm saying?
Not record it, but I will count it.
We'll count it, but then I'm saying make a mashup of all.
That'll take you all day.
That's fine. Don't
you think?
I give him the grease.
Oh, I hate this one.
No.
I hate tell it. Man,
put some on his finger.
Oh, jeez.
Stick it in his ass and you know what I'm saying, kind of like fuck himself to loosen himself up.
Yeah.
Because I know he had never been penetrated before.
It was, right.
Yeah.
That one makes me sad every
time. I think
time.
It's great.
Jews are funny.
Just a funny Jew telling a story.
No, it makes me really sad.
I very much enjoyed that one. So.
God damn.
You know what I'm saying? We just got to get more of those.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So we'll very soon have... what's it called? The San Manfred Disco live show up. I don't know if that's going to go up this Friday or next Wednesday,
saying.
You know what I'm saying? But we'll get it up there. And yeah, we got a bunch of other fun things coming up. So please come to the live shows. They are such a good fucking time. I can't tell you how much fun they are.
Really? Seriously? Yeah. It's a lot. Especially this last time felt like a family. It was like the one we did in Hermosa. It was a really neat energy.
Yes.
We were all bonded together in this jeans. It was like we were all wearing the same pair of jeans.
Yeah, it was. Everybody had the same denim on. It was a good time.
It's as if everyone could put their legs together in the same pair.
Mm-hmm.
It was special. Well, I think I have to shit now.
All right. I think you definitely made that obvious earlier with your multiple farts. Mm-hmm. Megan Keisters, thank you so much for your time, for joining us today on the call. Sorry that your introduction to our show is surrounded by farts and shit.
Well, we don't normally, Megan, it's usually a very worldly show.
Yes.
We discuss the problems in, where is it called? Crimea.
Yep.
And the missing airplane.
The missing airplane.
Politics.
Malaysia Airlines.
We talk about highbrow stuff. This is really a weird episode.
We
would
never
us.
Have done something like this before.
And the pornography, we seldom play pornography.
Yeah.
So.
This is a rare, rare episode.
Yeah.
So, but we thank you very much for your time, for joining us. And we thank you, the little mommy, for listening. we love you. Follow us on Twitter at Tom Segura, at Christina P. And come see us live. We'll be around.
Meow.
We love you.
Love you.
Bye, jeans.
Charo, the original mommy. Your mom's house podcast.com. Takuchi Shento. Takuchi Shento. Your mom's house podcast.com. Takuchi Shento. Your mom's house, podcast.com. This is Channel 2, 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 Channel
Let's go.